Winter is the best time to move old garbage, explains technical consultant Hank Cook.
You know, the whole project was planned to be done in the winter when odors would be less because of the cold temperatures, when people would be inside so that any odors that are created are less likely to bother them.
Cook is an engineer with the Green Bay-based consulting firm Foth. Between November and April, 3 backhoes and 10 trucks are moving more than 1 million yards of garbage back and forth at the La Crosse County landfill, approximately 50,000 yards a day. Environmental Construction Representative Ron Poppy says he finds a newspaper every day. The oldest one he's found dates back to the landfill's opening in 1976. He says most of the waste is destroyed beyond salvage and is simply moved to the new landfill area.
The guy who plays this waste destroyed just about everything he put in there. I mean, if I find a refrigerator, it's about 6 inches thick. I found a whole bundle of Playboys this morning, but I couldn't page through them.
New recycling laws passed in 1993 now prevent certain types of waste from going into landfills. La Crosse's approach to sorting and recycling waste limits what ends up in the landfill. By volume, only 20% of household waste ends up there. The rest is burned in the waste-to-energy converter. Demolition and construction waste is sorted and processed. For example, shingles are ground up for use in asphalt. Hank Cook says the old approach to landfills showed little concern for environmental hazards or space usage. Now, he says, things are different.
There's so much science involved with the landfill from the standpoint of the engineering that goes into it, the geology, the hydrogeology. Then you get into the working with people on the public education, the public relations. You get into wildlife programs. We manage the leachate coming out of the site. We take the gas out of the site. We manage all of those things that go with it.
Cook says the project offers La Crosse County a variety of benefits, both financial and environmental. In contrast to the old landfill, the new design offers cutting-edge environmental protection technology, including a leak-proof lining.
Under the new site, you have a 4-foot layer of clay that's placed in 6-inch layers. On top of that, a very thick 60-mil layer of synthetic material is placed. Every inch of every seam on that is tested. And then over that, they place a 1-foot granular layer to collect the leachate. There's also a set of pipes that's in the new site to take the leachate out from there.
Cook says the redevelopment project also frees up space for future expansions without purchasing new land, saving the county as much as $30 million. He says there's enough space for another 50 years of waste. Cook says the new design will minimize the landfill's aesthetic impact. The garbage mound is low enough not to block the view of the surrounding ridges, and when the project is finished, the landfill will be planted with trees. Cook says he recently looked at some sketches of how it will look in 25 years.
Flat out looks gorgeous.
Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.